Friends, I'm Lee Safar, and this is the Daily Coffee Pro by Map It Forward. This episode of the podcast is brought to you by Elixir Specialty Coffee, a unique, pristine, ready-to-drink coffee experience for the coffee sensory explorer. Have Elixir delivered to your home anywhere in the USA by going to elixirspecialtycoffee.com and using the code MAPITFORWARD to receive 10% off your first purchase today. Follow Elixir Specialty Coffee on Instagram at Elixir Specialty Coffee. Today on the podcast, we're talking about barrier to entry in the coffee industry and how the historic lack of a barrier to entry has led to what we're seeing today in 2020 in the middle of a pandemic in our industry. So we're going to start by talking about what a barrier to entry is. Just, I know I've said it many times before, but we're going to reiterate it today. And we're going to look at the consequence of having kicked the problem down the road is having on the industry today and what we could possibly do to change that. So what's a barrier to entry? A barrier to entry is what you need to do in order to get access to participate in something. In the coffee industry, to become a coffee professional, there isn't a barrier to entry at all. You just need to get a job, and most places, historically and even up until now, have not had any real requirements. If you want to do the job, they're going to trial you and see if you're a good fit. And if you're a good fit, they'll keep you on. And if not, you'll move on to somewhere else. The barrier to entry for becoming a business owner in the coffee industry is just fractionally high, higher than that. You have to have money. And if you have money and the ability to put a team together and get the doors open, you can have a coffee-focused business. Why is this a problem? Well, because in 2020, when we are facing such incredible challenges that we are facing, everything that could be rocked in our business models is being rocked. And the role that the low barrier to entry is playing in that is that it facilitates professionals and business owners having the opportunity to just learn as they go. And for many people who have been in the first 5 years of their business running businesses at super, super slim margins, and professionals who are at the beginning of their career, the first 5 years of their career, they haven't built the clout or the business acumen to be able to understand how it is that you can weather the storm. The first 5 years of a business, you're barely scraping by, particularly if you're learning as you go. And so you don't have cash reserves that could get you through difficult times. And these difficult times are unprecedented. A lack of an understanding of how to weather these times, how to support the value chain, how to support your employees, how to support your customers, and how to leverage their situation to work better for you is a consequence of the low barrier to entry. And so for a lot of reasons, I don't really blame people for finding themselves in the situation they're in. I blame the system. I hate that term right now, but the system that allows people to just get access whenever they want access to become professionals and business owners is in part the force that's working against them when it comes to situations like this. And so I believe everyone should have the freedom and access to have a go if they want to have a go. What I would rather see is us creating a system that conspires to people's success, which is the tagline of Mapper Forward. We want to find a way that we can help you become or have greater odds at being more successful in what you do. And so a low barrier to entry puts you behind the eight ball. What are the gaps that a low barrier to entry presents to someone who's going into business? How does it put them behind the eight ball? Okay. When I speak to business owners and start to ask them about their data, and I start to ask them about their culture, and I start to ask them about the value chain that they support, and I start to ask them about their exit strategies, and I start to ask them about a whole bunch of things, a lot of the time people feel embarrassed because they don't have the answers to those questions 5 years in. And when I ask them one particular question, pretty much 100% of the time, if not 100% of the time, I get the same answer. And that question is, did you know it was going to be this hard to have a coffee-focused business? And 100% of the time, I cannot recall a single person who said to me that they knew it was going to be as hard as it was. Most people, if not all, say, I had no idea it was going to be hard. I knew it was going to be hard, but I didn't know it was going to be this hard. And that's because people assume, how hard can it be to open a cafe? You just need an espresso machine and some staff because, let's face it, it's cheap to hire staff, right? No, it's not. It's your highest load on your P&L. And of course, it's going to be easy to find a roaster because there's roasters everywhere and customers are just going to show up. And what people find very quickly is that none of that actually happens. If you're a barista wanting to get into business in the coffee industry and thinking, I'm sick of working for someone, I just want to go and open my own cafe and it's just going to be me on the machine, I guarantee you, you will quickly see no time on the machine. It's why I never opened a cafe. I love being a barista. Well, I loved when I was a barista. I loved being a barista, and I knew that if I opened my own business and many, many people wanted to fund a cafe for me, I just knew that if I opened a business, I'd never get to do the actual thing that I loved, which was be behind the machine and engage with customers. A lot of people get into the coffee industry thinking, it's just going to be me on the machine and I'll have someone there that serves customers and it'll just be awesome. There is so much to consider, and we are in the process of creating something that is going to help elevate the barrier to entry as far as an education program goes for cafe owners and for roasters. But what's my point with all of this? And how do we make this better? We are in a situation that has led to, as I said, us kicking the can down the road and us having to bear the consequences of not growing up quicker as an industry. We're in our adolescence as an industry. A friend of mine used that term the other day and I loved it. He said, you know, our industry is in the adolescent phase. And we've got a lot of growing up to do. And I think 2020 has given us the opportunity to own that. And I think that that's wonderful. And much like when an adolescent transitions into becoming an adult, they have to take responsibility for the way that they show up to things. And for me, using this analogy is the same as our barrier to entry. We have to take responsibility. Each of us as individuals has to take our own level of responsibility for elevating our barrier to entry into anything. And so I invite each of you, every single one of us, to start thinking about how we are showing up. How are you defining your own barrier to entry? Whether it be in business, whether it be in your career. Are you just taking a job, which is a really, really low barrier to entry? I'm just going to take this job because I need a job. Or are you elevating your barrier to entry and finding the right fit for you? Are you just going to open a business, or are you going to find out what are the 20 things that you have to get schooled on to start the growth of your education process into becoming the best possible coffee business owner, whatever that is, a roastery, an app, a cafe, whatever it is? Are you going to start the education of profit and loss statements and balance sheets and how to build a culture, how to support a sustainable value chain, how to treat people, how to figure out how to elevate the pay rate from minimum wage to $4 or $5 more than that and not have tipping? What are you going to do to put yourself in that position and elevate your own barrier to entry? Because if we do that, if we can create a tipping point of people who decide that it is their responsibility to disconnect from the historical kicking down the road that has led us to this moment and an industry that is quickly finding itself collapsing in a pandemic, then elevate your own barrier to entry. And if you need help, contact us. Join one of the group coaching mastermind groups that we've got open and become a part of a collective group of people that is focused on elevating their own barrier to entry and on proactive leadership. And we'll talk about proactive leadership in a future episode of the podcast this week. But there is really exciting opportunities for every single one of us if we're willing to take responsibility of how we show up and elevate our own barrier to entry. Peace, love, and peanut butter, friends. Have an amazing rest of your day. Thanks for tuning in, friends. The Daily Coffee Pro and the Mapper Forward podcast are produced by Mapper Forward and syndicated through YouTube, Apple Podcasts, Google Play, Stitcher, iHeartRadio, and other great podcast listening apps. Our theme title track is Run, Run, Run and is produced by Evolutionary Theory and Lee Safar. Available through Bandcamp on the album Laundry After Midnight. You can support this podcast by supporting our sponsor Elixir Specialty Coffee at elixirspecialtycoffee.com or purchasing merchandise from the Mapper Forward merch store at mapperforward.org/merch. We invite you to subscribe to this podcast on your listening apps or on our YouTube channel where you can see the video version of this episode. It would be really helpful if you could rate, review, and share this podcast with your friends as well. All the details you'll need for our sponsors and for sharing the information are in the show notes below. Have an amazing rest of your day. Peace, love, and peanut butter.